And Daf Mem Beis Amid Aleph. Let us start again the sugya, and we'll go through the whole sugya with Shitas Rashi. Tanan Hosam. We learned a Mishnah in Shavuos. Onasto upitisa es biti. Uhu aime loy onasti veloy pitisi. Now, at the end of the sugya, we will see that we have a machlekes, the Tanakhama and Rab Shimon, and the Yesoda machlekes is, what is the Ov Toiveya? When he says, Onasti Pitisa is Biti, what does he want to be Toiveya? The Rabbonon holds his Toiveya Boishes of Gam, because this is a tviya di imoide mechayev. He's not teveya knas, because knas imoide mifta. And Rab Shimon holds his teveya knas, because it's a dovo kitz. Now he knows what he's mourning. Boishas apagam, we need a shume. That's the end of the sugya. But just to understand the flow of the sugya, so that we have here, his teveya, your ma'anis, or mefates biti. His teveya, you should pay him, voi maloya nasti veloi pitisi. Mashbiacho ani, vo'omar omein. So he swore that he was not ma'anis. Va'achar kach oide. And then he was maide. So the Tanakama holds, Chayiv is Chayiv, Karen Chaymish Vosham, because there was a kfira on the Boishas of Pagam, and that was the Tviyiv. Rab Shimon Poita, Shein Mishalim Knas Al Piyatzmoy. It's not called a kfiras moment, because if he'd be Moide, he also wouldn't be Chayiv. So you can't be Mechayiv him for the kfira. Omrulay Afopi, Shein Mishalim Knas Al Piyatzmoy, Aber mishalem boyshe so pgam al piyatzmoy. Und verkehrt so de zachiv kern chemisch vorschem an de boyshe so pgam. What does Rashi say? Onasto it upitiso oipitiso. Chayiv kern vachemisch vorschem im hoida achre kein. Vizehu asham gzeilois. Shen mishalem knas al piyatzmoy el al piyedem. Vekivin di lo oida le kamon kshetova. If it would have been moida have a mifta, it'd be potter, ki kofre nami ein zu shvuas kfiras momen. It's not called a kfiras momen if with his eido he also wouldn't have a schus momen. Av mishalem boishas upagam, de momenu, vi ishtakach de momene kofre. Ulekamen meforish time with the Rabbonin, the Kosovri stam toyin onasto, loitovoi elo boishes upgam, voloi nishbaze al kfiras knas. The shvur was on boishes upgam, the shvur is on what the kfira was on. The shvur is one, what the tviya was. The tviya was boishes upgam, because this is a dover kitz. The Mashoz Mevayer Bemisin, that what Rashi says, Lenizba ze al kfiras knas, mean l'chayre, for all practical purposes, we could say he was kaifa everything. He was kaifa, I don't know your boishas of gam, I don't know your knas. And he'd also be chayiv a kolben, because he was kaifa momen. But Rashi seems to be medayk from the Loshna Gemara that the Chachomim hold his only teveya boishas of gam. It is not that this is necessary to say, to understand the Chachamim why he's chayiv. He'd be chayiv a little bit kaifa knas also, but lemaisa, that's what the Chachamim hold, that he's only teveya boishes of gam, he's not teveya knas. So memele, so on what the tvi is, that's what the kfir is on, and that's why he's chayiv a kolbem shvuim. Boi minei abaye merabe. So now, we have here Rab Shimon Patos, because Shein Mishalim, if there's a Tvi on Knas, So Rav Shimon Pater, Sheni Mishalom Knas Al Piyatz, my boy Minei Abaye Merabe. Ha'im Elechaveiroi Onasta Upitisa Esbiti, Hamadeticha Bidit. Now, he's the Ov is saying that there was Hamadeh Bidit. Nishayavta Limomit. Vuhu Ha'imel. Loy anasti, v'loy pitisi, v'loy hemadetani bedin, v'loy nischayavti l'cha momen, he's kaifer the whole thing. V'nishba, v'hoide, and now he was moide. He was moide everything. Anasti, the potisi, hipotisi, there was a mode bedin. L'Rab Shimon mai, so according to the Rab Shimon, In the case of the Mishnah that said that you're potter because since it's a tviya of knas, so memele, so imoide mifter, so memele is not called a kviras momin, but given the amad bedin, here there was a amad bedin already, mamainu, umechayev alei kol b'mishvuah. Now here she be chayva kol mishvu. Here's already a tviyas mama. We have to amode bedin. Oy dulma afal gav da omad bedin. Knas abi. Even though there was amode bedin, it's still a knas. Omal knas omalei mamoy nahave machayva lei kol mishvu. Rabbi answered, it is momin. Efta amode bedin in his chayva kol mishvu. Let us see Rashi. Zetrashi, boy minei abaye, mi rabbe, banachmeini, de rabbe have, kimen de omad bedin kwa, vi have moidelei kamon, have mishalem. So then, he would be mechuyif to pay, shekvar chayvu bezn rishin al piyede. Bezn was mechayif him already. Is ashto momoine kafre, so, he would have to pay if he'd be moide. It's hashta momoine kafre, so this is called a kfiras momin v'chaye. Hoidul me'af al gav da omad bedin, ve'i moide have me'chayev, afilo hochi loy me'chayev b'kfirosoi kol ben shvur, but he's not chayev with the kfira kol mishvu, oil ve'ikre knas, because since the sheirish of the schus momin that the av has originates from a knas, v'loi chayev teire kol mishvu alal pekodon sumashio d'chiyotzibe, when the teire spoke about the parsha of shvuas apikodon, the teire was mefaret a whole bunch of cases. Pekodon, Sumashiyot, Gezel, Oishik, Aveidem. In all these cases, the money that the Teveya has is his, because it's his momen. Here, the momen, even though now it's momen already, but Al Kaponim, it's the Shoirish, that he possesses this moment is through a knas. So it could be there's no chiyuv kol min shvua on such a moment is that originates from a chiyuv knas. That was a Abaye Shaila according to Rashi. Now before we go further, I'd like to mention the Ha'ore, which Betzim Tosfos asks the Rebbe, but we're not learning Tosfos yet. But the Achronim also asked this Ha'ore. Abaye asked, according to Rab Shimon, Rab Shimon holds that the Tviya is Knas. We had in the first Machlokes, before Amod Bedim, Rab Shimon holds the Tviya is Teveya Knas, and the Kfira is on Knas. And therefore there's no Chiyuv Kol Mishvua because because another Mishalim Knas al Piyatzmai. So Rabbi asked, but what'll be after Amodah Bedin, which Adam Mishalim Knas al Piyatzmai? So Lachoinim asked, Lachoire, this Shaila should be asked according to the Chachomim also. The whole Machloikis, Rab Shimon and the Chachomim is, before Amodah Bedin, is he Teveya Knas, or is he Teveya Boisha Subgam? So the Chachamim holds he's not Teveya Knas because Leishabik inish midi dichimoyde bei loy mifter, v'tova midi dichimoyde bei mifter. That's the Loshna Gemara Daf Mem Gimel. So we say he's not Teveya Knas. So he's not Teveya Knas before Hamodah Bedin. But after Hamodah Bedin, so then he moyde loy mifter, the Gemara says. So the Shaila is not only according to Zabsanusvare, maybe Ikrei Knas. So the Shaila is not only according to the Rab Shimon, the Shaila is according to the Rabbanan also. Here he is Teveya Knas. So the Maramshiv says a very Geshmake Teretz. He says according to the Rabbanan there's no Shaila because he's also Teveya Boishes Abgam. That means, Rab Shimon knows a person is not Teveya Dovo She'ein Boi Kitzvei. He doesn't know what the amount is, he's not Teveya. And the Chamim hold he is Teveya Boi Shesubgam. So Memele, so we couldn't clear a Shail according to the Chachomim. Is there a Chiyiv called Meshvuah since it's Ikrei Knas, not Ikrei Knas? Because according to the Chachomim, forget about the Knas, he's Teveya Boishes Abgam also, so the Zichr will be Achiyev Kolbim Shvua after Hamodah Bedin as the Boishes Abgam. It's not worse than before Hamodah Bedin. So therefore, the Gemara declared according to Rab Shimon. According to Rab Shimon, he's never Teveya Adovo Shein Leikitzvev. He doesn't know what amounts we're speaking and he's not Teveya. He's only Teveya Knas because Knas, we know what we're talking about, it's Hamishim Kesef. So in Knas, we claim Geshayla, but here it doesn't apply the Svore of Imoide Mifter, but maybe there's a new Svore of Ikrei Knas. So Rabbi answered him, he was Poshet the Shail. There's no new Svores, that's it. It's Mamoine, and he's Chayva Kol Mishwa. Eisvei. So now the Gemara is Akashe on Rabbi. Rab Shimon Oimer, we learned Rab Shimon says, Yochel Oimer Lechaveiroi, Onasto Pitiso Es Biti, Fu Oimer Loi Onasti Veloi Pitisi, For Hemis Shoicha Es Avdi, Niwan Shloishim Shalevet, Fu Oimer Loi Hemis, Oish Oma Loi Avdi, Avdi Hi Palto Eshini Visimiso Es Einai, Es Eini, Fu Oimer Loi Hi Palti, Veloi Simisi, So we have different cases of knas. The nishba avoide, yochel yehi chayiv, he should be chayiv, tamad loimam, vekichesh ba misa bepekodon, oi vesum mishyot, oi vegozel, oi oshek es hamisa, yomot avoide, vekichesh ba venishba al sheker. The Torah was mefaret a multitude of cases where you are chayiv. Ma'elu miyuchodim shehein momen, Av kol shein momen, yotzu eilu shein knas. And Rashi, we'll see Rashi learns pshat, that it's speaking about after Hamodah Bedin, and yotzu eilu shein knas, that is no chiv because ikrei knas. That was the yisoid ha-shail of Abaye, and Rabbi says there's no such thing. And we see over here, Rab Shimon Patas from the Kol Mishvu, because shein knas. But before we turn the page, let us see the last Rashi here. Hipalta eshini, nami knosahu, shreimamoinu ke'echod minachamoirim. L'chayre Rashi means to say, let's dal the knas of that he has to be meshacherim, but why isn't there any dmei chavolis? He was maposhinov. So Rashi says there's no such thing. If you're not going to speak about the din of Yaitze B'Shem V'Ayin, which is a knas, so Kozman is an Eved, is a Chamoyer. So Memele, so there's no din Tashlumim for Tashlumim the Zokim for being Mapo Shinoi. So Memele, and so the whole tvi over here is al tzedin that is yaitze b'shem v'ayin. So that's so on these in yonim, there's no chiyuv kol ben shvua because it's not dumye for all the other cases, which are ikrei moment. Zok the Gemara, my love, b'sha'amad b'din. Mestame Rab Shimon is speaking about Sha'amad Bedin. Zok Rashi, b'bezn echot, ubo eidim ba'ise bezn, v'chayvu bezn alpia. Stuz amod bedin, v'achshav ze toivoy ma shechayvu bezn, v'chozar v'kofa, uktoni poter. So we see not the way Rabbi Paskin that is a chiyuv kol ben shvua. So the Gemara says, loy b'shaloy omad bedin. No, it's speaking about it was loy omad bedin. So Rashi says, b'shaloy omad bedin, v'adayin loy he'idu edim. There was no edim yet. So the Gemara asks, that can't be. V'midereshe b'shaomad bedin, we have here the chachomim in the reshe, who are chilek on Reb Shimon, and there Zicha speaking about b'sha'amad b'din, seif and nami b'sha'amad b'din. Diktoni reishe, ein li ela dvorim shemishalmim aleim esakern. I only know yechayev a kol b'mishvue, if there's a tzvi of a keren. Tashlume keifel, tashlume abo v'chamishe, bo'ines v'amafate, Umoitzi Shemra Minayim, that there is only a Tviya of Knas. Talmud Loime Umoalo Mal Ribo. So the Chachomim say, this is the Reisha of the Baraisa, that he's mourning him different types of Knosses. And the Baraisa says that, we learn now from a ribui umol or mal riba that is a chiyev kol mishvui, and Rab Shimon is chaylik in the safe, and he says he brings a pasuk v'kicheish that you're not chayev kol mishvui. Frag the Gemara heichi domi. Now let's speak about the reisha. Ida lo yomad bedin. If it's speaking about it was lo yomad bedin, kfeila miike. Is there kfeila? We'll see in Rashi exactly what the Gemara's kash is. Elo pshite, b'sha'amad b'din. So some of the Rashi Zicha speaking about b'sha'amad b'din. And b'sha'amad b'din, so the Chachomim say that you're chayv kol m'shvua. B'dereisha b'sha'amad b'din, seif anami b'sha'amad b'din. So some of the Rashi and seif, there's a machlokes, the Tana Kam in Rab Shimon. The Tanekamim says you're chayev a kol mishvua, even though it's pure knas. And Rab Shimon says you're potter from a kol mishvua. But Mestame is speaking about the same case, it's Omad Bedin. So we see not the way you, Rabbi, had said that after Omad Bedin it's Mamoine and the Zachiev. Kolben Shvue, according to Rab Shimon, it's not true. He brings a posik v'kichesh. That your potter, and forget according to Rashi, that was the Yisoid Shaila. Is there a ptur of ikrei knas? That was the Shaila. And Rabbi said it's no Shaila. It's momen and yechayv kolben Shvue, but you see Rab Shimon holds your potter. So midereish b'shomad bedin, seif anami b'shomad bedin. Let us see Rashi. V'amidereishe milsayu d'rabonon d'fligu alei. D'rabonon achoylek an Rab Shimon v'chayvu kol mishvuyo. Ayri b'sha'amad bedin. Bichlal d'seife kloima Rab Shimon d'ose l'flugi alayu b'techebosei ayri. Speaking about the same case. Only she's chayv keren v'chayim mishvoshom. Only by tashlumei keren. How do we know that shall make careful daud vehei? So if it's speaking about lo yamad bedin, kfeile meike, is there careful? So why can't it be careful? So Rashi says miyema the gonav the tove kfeile. If it wasn't amad bedin, if Aiden didn't come, so how does he know that he stole from him, that he should be teveya careful? Now this is very difficult. Akasha v'maisa, how he knew. Pashteitzach aganev is boba machteres, he doesn't ring the bell. That's aganev, but could be, he knew. He says, if you knew so, why didn't you stop him then, there? Now you're running him now you're running him for the careful. Akasha v'maisa. But Al Kaponim, could be he knows. So it's, this the Maram Shifes, Tachsimid, the Ritva brings down this Kasha and Rashi. It has to be speaking about that it's, Rashi says, how does he know? He knows. He sees it by him, so he tells him, and he knows, Al Kaponim is mourning him careful. Void Dilma Maida Mifter, the Lashon Dilma Maida Mifter is unclear, but Lachaire Rashi means, I mean, we have here Rab Shimon Svara. Dilma is a little schwer, but the schwer is he Maida Mifter, so it's not a kfiris moment. It's a kfiris dvorim. It has to be talking about after Amad, but in here we're speaking about his Teveya. So I saw the Maram Shiv says, Lulei Divrei Rashi, he would say a different shot. I'm shatting the Gemara's kasha. Either lo yamad bedin kfeila meike. So the Maram Shiv says that the Gemara means like this. The Gemara means that if it's lo yamad bedin, so Edom didn't come yet. So by korban shvua we need a kfira a shvua and the haidah. So the minute he was moide, that he stole, he's a moide miknas. So the haidah patters him. So if the haidah patters him, so that means with the haidah I have to become mechuyev to you, a korban shvuah. But with the haidah I don't owe you money. So for that reason I should be potter from a korban shvuah. Batshak feila mi ike. The Lashna Gemara is very gish. There's no kefil. The minute he's made there, there's no kefil. Vulule perusha yev shalom kefila mi ike, kiven da hoida achshav lome chayev kefil. Chayim ish vashem amayde beknas pota. I think that's what he means. Now, I don't understand really his pshat, for two reasons. Number one, I'm not too bakant, but the halacha is, the halacha moide beknas is potter is afke if you moide in bezen. If you moide chutzle bezen, sicher no din of ptur. The ptur of moide beknas is sicher in bezen. That's number one. The lachayre, the din haido, by shvus apikodin, you need a bezen to be moide. This is a psah, this is an avere, he was kaiferan. Now he's made, you have to be made in Bezen. I'm not, but can't you have to be made in Bezen? It could be made, I don't know, it could be for all practical purposes. It could be made Beini Levein Atzma, it could be made Bifnei Edom. I don't know, where's there a Din Bezen over here? So, L'chaire, if there's no Din Bezen, so who says the Haidor patted him from the Chiyav Kefal? Number one. And number two, Dachsim, the Gemara says in Mesechtes Babakameh, the whole aloche of moide beknas, that's a poiter, you have to be mechayiv yourself something also. That means if I am only, that means if, let's say I say gonafti, so I'm saying I'm mechayiv myself keren, and I'm, with that, I'm patting myself on keren. There is aloche that it patters. But if, we're speaking about that he paid, we're not speaking, but there's no keren, he paid the keren already. Now he's mourning him the keifel. So in the kefil, it's poitar atzmei miklum. That means he's saying, I owe you kefil, but I owe you kefil, which in other words, he's not patting himself for anything, and he's not mechayiv himself for anything now. So lechayre, that is not a hidor, that's a poitel. So I don't understand the marim shift. Al-Kaponim, but the Gemara is machiach that it's speaking about, that sicher there was hamod b'din adereish. Al-Pshite, b'she'omad b'din. Vaha duktoni, no, it's speaking about omad b'din, so what pshat and rab shimin, yotzu eilu shahen knas. It's a moment. That was a bayish island, and that's a yeftalem shot. But al koponim, Rab is wrong. Rab said the psozoi that it's moment and the zachiyev kol mishvua. We see even often the barais according to Rab Shimon, even after mode bedin there's a ptur because of ikrei knas. So I had another ha'ora over here on the Gemara. Lachaira, it's moiradik modna. We're speaking about after hamoda bedin, and Rab Shimon brings a posik that you're potter because ikri knas. And the chachamim bring a posik that you're chayiv and mo'lo mal riba. Is lachaira? I mean, what's the svar chitzayne? It's very modna here that each one has to bring a posik. There's a svar chitzayne. So either the svar chitzayne is your chayiv, so fine, so I need a more lomal. The svachit sign is your potter, so why do you need the kichesh? Unless we'll say that, an emerson, the drosh of Rab Shimon is really it's not a drosh, it's a pertinent ta'ore that, the posik, when the posik enumerated all the tziyurim of Shavuos HaPikudim, it's interesting, the posik spoke about tziyurim, that's ikrei moment. So from this alone is muchach that ikrei knas is different. That's the pashte dikra. I mean, so the drosha of Rab Shimon really is really a drosha which everyone should darshan. So that's why you need a mola mal riba. After the Riboy, so I, why the Torah spoke about such cases, and some of these reasons why, but not to tell us that the Ikroi Knas is different. So that's why the Tanakhama needs a Riboy. Rab Shimon doesn't have the Riboy, not he is a Bazundere Drosh. I mean, from the Pasht of the Kro, it would seem that the Ikroi Knas, there's no Chiv Kol Mishvur. Al Koponim, we have Akasha and Rabbi. Rabbi said, according to Rab Shimon, after Moda Bedin, it's Momin in the Zachi of Kolb Mishvu, and here we have enough in the Baraisa that says Fakel. Omalai. So Rabbi wasn't the spoil from this Kasha. Yechil Nelishnu Yiloch, I could tell you a teretz. Reishe Bisha Omad Bedin. Viseife Bisha Loi Omad Bedin. The Reish is speaking about that it's Omad Bedin, and then it's Momin, and then you're Chayiv. The Seif is speaking about Loy Omad Bedin. But how can you have a Machlekes? The Kula Rab Shimoni. The whole thing is going according to Rab Shimon. And Fakert, if it's Omad Bedin, you're Chayiv. If it's not Omad Bedin, you're Potter. But Vishinuyi Dechiki Loy Mashninolach. I don't want to tell you a Deichik Teretz. Dimkein amrit li, because then you have a kasha, oilisni reisha Rab Shimon oimer, oilisni seifa divrei Rab Shimon. That means like this. We hear, the way the Baraisa is, we have here, Tanekame, we have our first psadinis and Rab Shimon oimer in the middle. So if everything is going according to Rab Shimon, so don't bring in the Rab Shimon oimer in the middle of the Baraisa, bring it in the beginning of everything. Or at the end, bring down Divrei Rab Shimon. So this is a doichik to say that Kula Divrei Rab Shimon, and the Reish is speaking about after Amod Ebedin, and the Seif is speaking about before Amod Ebedin. Elo Kula B'Sha'omad Bedin. No, I won't tell you a doichik. It's speaking about Omad Bedin. V'Reish Rabbona V'Seif Rab Shimon. Umaydinaloch, Linyan Kol Meshvue, Darachmona Potre, Mibekichesh. Amoydetio. I'm Chayzer. Vechi Kamina Momenavi, Lohirish Labonov. However, they said it's momen is lehirisha lebona. But after amod bedin, it's momen lehirisha lebona. But there's no chiyuv kol mishvut. Now, just to understand the Gemara a little bit, Taisa says a beautiful vote. That means Rabbi had a Messira from Rabbi Sov that after Hamod the Bedin its moment, according to Rabbi Shimon its moment, he had a Messira of Rabbi Sov. That he knew. So Memele, so Abaye asked the Makashe, the Shaila, yes, according to Rabbi Shimon after Hamod the Bedin, no, he has a Messira, it's moment, the Rebbe because it's moment. He didn't remember that the Rebbe made chalukim, it's mamel gabi, it's mamel. So he understood from the Messiah that it's mamel gabi everything, it's mamel. Some of that, he didn't remember hearing a chiluk. So he said, it's mamel. So now they brought a baraisa that Rabbi Shimon says, you're part of a makol mishvu. Oh, I hear? Okay. It's chazran nibi. So, Mustama, that Messiah that it's Mammon, they didn't mean the Gabi Kol Meshvur. Gabi Kol Meshvur is a new factor of Ikri Knas. Fine. So, Mustama, Mammon is Lairisha Labonov, but it's Mammon Lairisha Labonov. That's what we're holding now. It's Mammon Lairisha Labonov. You're right, the Baraisa Taka says, I wasn't aware of the Baraisa. The Baraisa says it's not Mammon Lagabi Kol Meshvur. What does Rashi say? Listen, Reisha, the Kula Rab Shimon Omer, the Reisha Veid Rab Shimon Omer, listen, Seife, Maishna de Ivsik Veton Rab Shimon Omer Be Mitzi in the middle. Um, Medina Loch Linyin Kolb Mishvu, de la Rab Shimon Afagav Do Omed Bedin, Le Mechai Vele Kolb Mishvu. That's right, there's a new din. Ikre Knas. But that, but I told you that after Amodah B'din Tzmom, L'Rishay L'Bonav, Misha Omad B'din Omeis, Hachalei Hispik Ligvais, Reyu Shalachel V'lo Yishalo. That means after Amodah B'din Al Kaponim, it has a din moment that that the father was very zoiche in the Tviye. So Mamele, it's moment L'Rishay L'Bonav. Eisvei, Rab Shimon Omer. So now, Abaye was very persistent. You told me it's moment. Eisvei, Rab Shimon Omer, im loy hispiko ligvois at shemesa of. We had an Amishnet. Im loy hispiko ligvois at shemesa of. If the father died before the gviye, hare hein shel atzma. That means, like this, if the father was goyved, and then the father died, fashteitzach, so his sons will yashin. Lehi spika ligvois ad shemesa of. Arei hein shel atzmo, so you give the knas to her. Vi amrit, momen hava lehirishe lebonov laatzmo amai, the ochin boy mehevi. So what's found the Mishnah? The Mishnah says fakel. The Mishnah says that if he died before the Gviya, she gets the Knas. So you see, it's not Momen L'Rishay L'Bonov. Omar Rove, Haimilse Kashoy Bo Rabbe V'Rab Yosef. So this is Akasha and Rabbe. Haimilse Kashoy Bo Rabbe V'Rab Yosef Esrin V'Talten Shnit. And it wasn't answered. So Taisha says before, just we should be able to go through this Gemara. I mean, it's not in the Mishnah Fakert, Rabbi. So Taisha's Meredek. Here I'm a Seira from the Rebbe's. The Rebbe said that after Amodah B'din its moment. That's true. They also knew the Mishnah. But it's moment. I have a Messiah from the Rebbe after Amod Bedin. It's moment that I have a Messiah. First, I thought it was Negei Kol Meshvur. So I see I made a mistake of because, but it's moment for something. So it's moment L'Rishay L'Bonov. It's moment L'Rishay L'Bonov. No, the Mishnah says Fakel.
Good. So we have a kasha. I don't know. It's a, but, it's mamon. We have a kasha. A person doesn't die from a kasha. We have a kasha. 22 years we have a kasha. I don't know what that is, but it's a good kasha. Leirifrik ad Yosef Rav Yosef Bereshe, till Rabbi was Nifta, Rabbi was Rosh Hashiva for 22 years. And this kasha was bothering them for 22 years. He died without a teretz. Rav Yosef became Rosh Hashiva upirko. And Rav Yosef said a teretz. Shani Hosom, the Mishnah is speaking about Einus HaMefate. The Omakro Benosan Ha'ish HaShoichev Imo Lavi HaNairo Chamishim Keset. Loizirso Teire Lo'ov Elo Mishas Nesine. But here, he's only Zoiche after it was given to him. It's only his after Anosan, after it was given. Rikoma Rabba have Mamoina have Lohirish Labonov Bishaknosis. He says, and now Shalom Al Yisrael. He says, Rabbi Adam Messiah after Amode Bedin. It's Momen. Momen Lohirish Labonov. And that's by all Knosis. But here, our Mishnah is speaking about Einus HaMefate, and Einus HaMefate, it's still Knas till is Goivet. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Esrim v'tartin shnin, hein hoyu yemeis chorosei shal rabbe, humeis, V'yoshev Rav Yosef Berosh. V'siyu min ha-shamayim lefar kali yisloi l'shem. V'yishayera b'chorif l'kach karu oike horim. Rav Yosef oye bar shmuis. V'mishna barayis l'kach karu sinayim. So, ha-geshmak avot in Sukkos David. He brings, there was a shayla, when they needed a Rosh Yeshiva, there was a shayla who to take, Rabbe or Rav Yosef. Rabbi was a gebaldik in Mefulpul, a chorif. Rabbi Yosef was a gebaldik in Boki. Rabbi Yosef was held that Rabbi should become Rosh Yeshiva. He brings down the psanhuyas, mitoich anbes shanusay shal Rabbi Yosef. No, some amele, so Rabbi was Rosh Yeshiva. After Rabbi was nifter, so Rabbi Yosef became Rosh Yeshiva. Now the Talmidim, Rabbi Yosef said Rabbi is right to be Rosh Yeshiva, so they took him by his word. Now there's Rabbi, now Rabbi Yosef, so this is a very second-rate Rosh Yeshiva. He's not the Chorev, he's not the Shiurim are not like Rabbi Shiurim, it's a different Mahalach in Ganzen. And Fakert, he was in Yesod bigger than Rabbi. In Yesod he should have been Rosh Yeshiva. No, the Talmidim won't trap this. So in the Shemaim, they were Messiah to show that this Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi, with all his charifes, this Kashi couldn't forever. Rav Yosef became Rosh Yeshiva. It's amazing he was able to. There was a bomb of a Kashi. 22 years, they were learning that whenever they came to this Kashi, they were racking their brains. They didn't know how to answer it. Now, Rav Yosef, the Lashon of Rashi, v'sayuhu min ha-shamayim lefoko liyes loy l'shem. That means like this, we know of teire l'shma, teire shaloy l'shma, but l'chayre in Himmel, it's, if it comes min ha-shamayim, it's ich a teire l'shma. And here Rashi says, it seems like this. We have a klal yagati umotzosi tamin. A kaponim rabbi was a yageya, and it was such a kasha that, he was unable to answer the kasha. So vaistach ois, the kasha was such a kasha that onasiyu, not Rav Yosef als his bekiyas was able to find for the kasha. It was a kasha, it's a bomb of a kasha. No, say you a min hashemayim. Fine.
So now Rashi seems to be saying, so if the Shemayim is intervening over here, so why, what's with Rabbi? I mean, weiss doch euch, so Rashi says, forget the Shemayim was Megalib Shata Rav Yosef, forget that the Talmidim Shev Be'acherz for him, that's why he was Zoyche to this Giloi. Sayu min HaShemayim li Yisloi L'Shem. I mean, that's why he was Zoyche. It seems, I mean, it wouldn't have been Zoyche. But they felt min HaShemayim, it's necessary for him to know this Teretz and know the Elias Leil Hashem. That's why he was Zoyche more than Rabbi. Yeah. V'chi Omar Rabbi Mamoina Havi Lohi Rishoy. That's what Rabbi said, Mamoina Havi Lohi Rishoy, Misha Omar Bedin.
And then he's not Mifter Bohido. So what is Rashi saying over here? So Rashi seems to be saying, and Rashi goes all of a sudden back to Kolben Shvuah, that by Kolben Shvuah, Be'emeson, I mean Rashi seems to be saying that he says by Shark Gnosis it's Momin, blame if the Subahido. And theoretically there should be a chiyuv of kolben shvuah, but we have a gzeres hakosav, a kichesh bo. I mean, that's why you need a mir, there's a mir tavikrei knas l'chayre. And by oynes ha'mefate, that's take, I mean, oynes ha'mefate, that it's not take in that moment. And it's not moment yet, it's garnished, so it'll be mifta by do also. In the chanami. So lechayre, we have over here, there's two types of knosses, after amode bedin. A normal, all knosses after amode bedin, is moment, arishe labonov, le mifta by do. And that's why you need a meat of a kichesh, according to Rab Shimon. But einis a mefate, they're take, it's not momin. And mifta by do also. Frag the Gemara weiter. Ela miyato, so the Gemara says, Gabi Eved, he says, by Eved it says Shloishim, so you're telling me there's two types of knosses. It's normally after Hamod Bedin, it's Momin. But the knas of Einis and Mefate, there's a special din for Nosan Labi Yanayr. The Tavki Zeiche becomes Momin Tavki after he gets it. Ihochi elmiyata gabi evidach siv kesev shloishim shkolim yitain la doinov. Ochinami lo zichse teira la odain elmishas nesine. Also the same thing. So he won't be meirishid labonov. I mean, so the gesarabe answered, no, yitain lachud venosan lachud. Let us see Rashi. Yitain lachud venosan lachud. Yitain mashme loshin tzivui. Uliyalam. Now Yitin, if Yitin is a Loshin Tzivui Uliyalam, so what does it mean? You always have to give Shloishim Shalevet. What does that mean, you always have to give Shloishim Shalevet? I feel like he dies, you give it to the Yoshim. That's a Taish Yitin. It's a Tzivui Uliyalam. You give it. You give Shloishim Shalevet. So Memele, Yitin means it's Momen after Amod Abedin. It's Yitin Leirish, it's Momen Leirish Lebonov. It's Mamela Rishay Labonov. That's Yitain. Vinosa Mashme Dovor Hanosun Kvar. It was given already. Lachayr the Gemara means to say the Vov is not a Vov a Mahapach. It's Nosan, and he gave Haisha Shechibil Chabishim Kesav. And it Nosan means he gave it already. So Loshanova, he has it when he gave it to him.
Ihochi.
So now Rabbi is already, we took care of Rabbi. This Rabbi is Moidem. According to Rabbi, his Rabbi holds that the Knas of Inus and Mefata after Mother Bedin is still Knas. And it's not Momila Risha Labonov and Weistois Imoide Mifta. But all other Knosses after Mother Bedin is Momila Risha Labonov, Imoide Loi Mifta. And that is why Rab Shimon had to bring a special drosha of B'kichesh. Fek te gemori hochi tamad loime b'kichesh, tamad loime v'nosen mi boile. Fek te gemori. So according to Rabbi, what you're saying, the Baraisa said a whole bunch of cases. It said, himondim anasta piti says biti, hey mishircho, paltashini, hey mishircho savdi, paltashini. So memela, there's a whole bunch of cases. And all these cases, Rab Shimon says, that you part of a kol mishvue, bekichesh, you need ikre moment. Frag the Gemara. And all these cases you don't need the kichish. Tam leim the kichish bit me claim at my irya the nasa blei hashas lepture be the kichish. Ki heiched the yalev shak nasas claim at midalei domi le sumis yad lemevi iket chilos a moment. Teipik lei da hash te nami lava moinu da rachmona me the nasa the zich lei teira shas nesine. That means Rab Shimon made a kugel. He said all knosses he put in the, he says all knosses of his teveya. So the kaifer, the nitva, who is kaifer, is potter because the kichesh ikrei momin. You can't put all of them on kugel. On asti pitisa as biti is there's a poshita reason why there's no chi of kol mishvua. It's knas. It's not moment la risha la bono, we made mifta. It's so how does anasta pitisas biti fit into this baraisa? Well, the baraisa says a multitude of cases, and the baraisa is mesayim because it says vekichesh. You don't need vekichesh and anasta pitiso. That's a poshita cheshbet because it's takeknas.
Is that the Gemara's kasha on Rabbi? Because Rabbi was teile the Moide Mechayev with Momin Lairisha Labonov. So according to Rabbi, by Onasta or Pitisa as Biti, since it's not Momin Lairisha Labonov, it's in Moide Mifta. So then you don't need a Nug Zeres Akosov of a Kichesh. This is the Gemara's Kasha according to Rabbi. But according to Abaye, it seems Abaye never had any problems. It seems Abaye held all along that, according to Rab Shimon, after Mode Bedin, it's not Mama in Lahirishay Labonov. Vafal Pikain, Imoide Mechayev. So Abaye didn't have any problems whatsoever. Abaye held that there's a din of Moide Mechayev. So Memelis, if it's Moide Mechayev, there should be a mokim to be Mechayev and Makob Meshvue. It is called a Kviras Momen, Moide Mechayev. And it's not totally in Momen Lerisha Labonov, but Rabbi was the one that was Mechadish, that it's Momen Lerisha Labonov, and then he differentiated between the Knas of Oynus and Mefat and other Knosses. So on Rabbah, we have a problem. So why do you need a drosha v'kichesh? Om Arove,
ki itzach v'kichesh kegayin sha'omda bedin. This posik of v'kichesh that we have at the pater, the knas of oynesim afater, kegayin sha'omda bedin. U'bagra u'meisa. It's speaking about omda bedin. So the vial, it's not the father's. Ubogro. And then she became a bogris. So then it's hers. Then it's hers, like, because never was the father's yet. So now, ubogro. But now, this din, Rabbi said a shtik teire, that all knosses after mother within its momula risha lebonov, besides the knas of oynes mefate, so we have to add one more knach, besides the knas of oynes mefate legabi the father. That means this old zeres akosov says v'nosa lavia nairo, the father's schus in the knas of chamishim is dafka when he gets it. But let's speak about if she became a bogris, he wasn't zeich in the knas. The father wasn't zeich in the knas. He didn't get it yet. And then she became a bogris. So what's the din? Now she gets the knas. Legabi her, this knas is not different than all other knasses. So since there was a mother bedin, and now the knas goes to her, so the minute she became a bogris, she was zeich in the knas. And by her, it's Mamain Lahirishai Liyoshel. Now she died. Who's her Yairish? Her father. So now the father Yarshind, the Knas of Einisim Afate. Now the father is mourning from the Manis, Anasta Pitisa Esbiti. Now this knas that the father was zeiche from his daughter, Yashida from his daughter, this is take mommy. This is take imoide mechayev. So therefore the beraisa to say, so why is the potter from kol mishmur? Because it's ikra knas. He says there's a case of the knas of oynes and mefate when it's equal to all other knases. That means this whole gzeiris hakosev, what Rabbi Yosef was machadish, was only b'noigeya avi hanayra. That by him, he's not zoiche in the knas, and it's not mama until he gets it. But all other people who are zoiche in the knas, that means the daughter, she's zoiche right away. And the Bais is speaking about that he yashened it from her. Let us see Rashi. Ki itzrech v'kichesh liknas doines apite limelfine bahadi shar knosois lipturim v'kichesh mishum deikron knas v'loimotzi lemeilech mivenosa. That was your kasha. Ki goin sha'om do bedin u'bogro. The Barais is speaking about that there was a mother bedin u'bogro. Dila Rab Shimon di dohu.
Just like when the father dies. So he says, when the minute there's no father, it goes automatically to the daughter.
According to the Tanakama holds, as was a mother bedin, the father was zeichen it already. There's nothing what to talk about. She's only zeiche if she became a boigris before a mother bedin. But after a mother bedin, it's the father's already. That's what the Tanakama holds. Ula Rabbi Shimon, hareyu shel atzma. V'imeisa achrei kein. What'll happen if she's going to die? Yoris lavia mikayach dido. Now he'll yarshin the knas mikayach dido. V'avimomim gomo. V'avagav deloy motaliyada. Even though she never got hold of the money. Del gabi dido lehave shani mishaknosis. By her there's no difference than any other knas. The Mishas Hamode Bedin Mamainu, Mishas Hamode in this moment. Vichim Maise, Yoris Hukos Husha Oyaloi Boy. Hilkach mi venosan leimotzi lemifterim. So now Rab Shimon couldn't patter from venosan. He's talking about how the father is mourning from the Mianis. But he's not mourning als father, he's mourning als Yerish. Venosa vashas mi vekichish mi shum dikre knas. That's pshat. It's mele shalom al Yisrael. Frag the Gemore, Ihochi, Yotzel Eilu Shehen Knas Mominu. So, let's understand this whole shtick teure. You're telling me that after Amode Bedin, it's Momin Larisha Labonav, and therefore, Yimoide Mechayev, and the Baraisa says it's Knas. Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Yotze Eilu She'ikron Knas. No, you don't know Bishat in the Baraisa. The Baraisa means it's Ikron Knas. This rabbi is also moide at that pshat in the Baraisa. Zogt Rashi, Yochi de Mishamad Bedin Okimte, Okvar Nas and Momin. Heichi Toni Yotze Eilu She'im Knas and Momin Inu. Yeah. Frag de Gemore weiter. When I finish yet. Eisvei. Rab Shimon Poita. Now let's go back to the first Rab Shimon, the Mishnah. The Mishnah was speaking about before Hamod Bedin. Before Hamod Bedin, so we hear the Amachloikis, the Mishnah in Shavuos, and Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, and Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah in Shavuos that Rab Shimon held, we said, Onasto Pitiso Es Biti. So Rab Shimon held his Teveya Knas, so we are Potter, there's no Chiyuv Kol Shavuos because he made the Miftah. Rab Shimon Potter, She'ene Mishalem Knas Al Piyatzmoy. That's, so Rab Shimon gave a reason. Why is there a Ptur from Kol Shavuos? She'ene Mishalem Knas Al Piyatzmoy. Time to lay Omad Bedin. So it seems, why? Because lay Omad Bedin. Ha Omad Bedin, the Mishalem al Piyatzma. Here the Gemara says, Klo Omad Bedin, the Mishalem al Piyatzma. Kol ben Shvue, Nami Mechayev. So then it'll be Mechayev a Kol ben Shvue. That means Rab Shimon gave, now we have a new problem on Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon just told us it's a din of Vekichesh. Anu din afilu efta mod bedin afilu imoide mechayev. There's a new din. There's no din called menshvue because there's a din of ikriknas. So mameles, let's go back in the Mishnah. The Mishnah was speaking about that before mod bedin. Anas betisa is biti. Rab Shimon says, you know why you potter from called menshvue? Because imoide mifter. That's why you potter. So we will see for this, but if it would be Moide Mechayev, it would be Mechayev Kol Shvuim. We have here a problem. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Rab Shimon LeDivreim DeRabbonon Kamalu. Rab Shimon is going according to the Rabbonon. Lididi, I hold, there's a ptura v'kichesh. Afal gav domet bedin, achmona potrimi v'kichesh. I mean, I hold a v'kichesh, that's right. I mean, I don't have to give this reason. There's a ptura v'kichesh, which applies after hamod bedin. Elo lididchu, but according to you, Oidele mies echedele omad bedin, ri katova knosa katova umoide beknas pota. But I'm asking, you don't hold my drosh. Fine, you have a mola mal ribui. Good, you're entitled to your own opinion. But al kaponim, but before hamode bedin, there's a new cheshbin. There's a poshita cheshbin, umoide mifter. So why are you machayev kolben shvua? The Rabbonon sovri, ki katova, boishes begam katova. So Rabbonon say, no, by the mifta. He's not being teveya the knas, he's by teveya boishes begam. In fact, the Gemore by Maiko Miflegi, Omar Rav Pope, Rav Shimon sova, loishovik inish midi de kids, vetova midi de loikits. So me mele,
So he's even mourning the knas. He's not mourning Moshe Subgam, because Moshe Subgam, he doesn't know how much money is involved. Rabbonon sovri loshavaki nishmidi dichimoy de beiloy mifta. The tovimidi dichimoy de bei mifta. So he's icha teveya something that dichimoy de beiloy mifta. So that's why he's being teveya the boishes of God. Zot Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Yochi, the Shomet, with the Kimte, you kvar nas a momen. Eichik toni yotza eilu, shen knas, a momen inu. So this Yochi Rashi seems to be learning is a new kasha. This is on the first of Kimte. So you saying it's being bad after Amod Abedin. So the Gemara says, so I bezoi, shen mishalm knas, we have a moide, have a mift, alma time of the Rabbi Shimon. Bishum di ava moi de miftu, vo lesa elok shaloi omad bedin. The time of Rab Shimin is vo lesa elo, vi ava moi de ava miftu. Alma time with Rab Shimin, mishum di ava moi de miftu, vo lesa elok shaloi omad bedin, because of omad bedin is moi de mechayev. Ha omad bedin, the mishalma piyatsme, kamashunami mechayev. According to you, you have a mole mal riboy. But I'll kapon him before mother with the mari knas potter, brelei tovi, ala knas lavade. He's only moning knas, but all of nishba. Given the oida like a man like Mishalem, ki kofrei nami lav mamayne kofrei. So that was Rashimin's kasha on the Chachomim. The Chachomim said, no, he's not being toiveya, knas, being toiveya, boishes upkam.